This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
Summerfest began to commission works in baby steps back in 1997 or so. A short work by Andre Previn, and then some short cello work by Augusta Reed Thomas. And then after 2000, we began to take this commission process very seriously and very with love and care. And so now, in this 30th anniversary of this festival, we have commissioned and premiered 55 works. And I not only feel very good about that, but I'm also very interested in looking at the roster of composers that we've had. You know, we've had some great names from the classical realm, but we also ventured out into the jazz world, even the rock world, and also to the film world. So we've got some wonderful works, many wonderful works, from such a diverse group of composers. I'm amazed. But of course, we're already planning, you know, 2017, 2018 commissions. So the process doesn't stop. It's in fact actually more invigorated now than ever. Sean Shepard wrote a piece for us earlier, a few years ago, a Noble Quartet. And that was part of an arrangement where we would pair up a young composer with a more established older composer. And I believe maybe it was Leon Kirshner who was the senior statesman for that pairing in those days. But in any case, Sean made a very deep impression on me from that quartet, oboe quartet. And now that we had a chance, we decided that we must go in on a string quartet and written specifically for the Flux. They're so committed to playing new works. They're champions of composers today. And it's only right that, you know, these four musicians deserve a first-rate piece, and I believe that Sean Shepard would deliver that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, it's very funny when you listen to the laying and you begin to get mesmerized by these repeated patterns. And the fact is, every pattern is slightly different. And it's all written out in actual time. So it's not a free sort of like just a flurry and then stop, another flurry and stop. So the thing is, the quartet has to have certain checkpoints. And so Tom Chu, for instance, the first violinist, had to give a very subtle cue from time to time, just so that the rest of the quartet knows that's the, you know, the checkpoint. Okay, we're together here, good. Then we'll go on to the next checkpoint, because the pattern can seem scattered and you don't want the ensemble to become scattered. It has to be absolutely spot on and, you know, really precisely together. I think that's the beauty of this kind of music, in that it's kaleidoscopic. You know, it keeps changing, and then, but it changes gradually and it rotates. You know, it's not like Beethoven when things can be very jarring just for the sheer drama of the moment. But David Lane evolves, lets his music gradually grow out and back in, and so that process, I think, is what marks this style of his. You know, it's not something that I've heard elsewhere. It's entirely uniquely David's. The effect should sound like it's a free, a cluster of sound and texture. And so that's when the performers really have to work hard while the audience get to enjoy the results. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've known Richard for a long time. I remember hearing his violin concerto and a cello concerto, being very impressed, you know, really beautiful works. And Richard wrote this clarinet quintet at the instigation of David Schifrin, another fantastic clarinetist and the director of Chamber Music Northwest in Portland. And so when I was approached with the idea of joining the commission, I thought, of course, it would be wonderful. And it's a very good thing that Bert Haro was able to come. And, you know, I enlisted Verona Quartet, a relatively young quartet based out of the Juilliard School. And they did, you know, they had a Skype rehearsal with the composer. Richard is stuck in Saratoga right now and was not able to come to the premiere here, nor the rehearsals. So they had a really long working session, you know, on video chat. That was really wonderful. The musicians gained a lot, and I think Richard was satisfied, you know, with how the musicians were treating his music. And it was a wonderful back and forth session. It's amazing technology. You know, in the old days, you couldn't do that. No way you can do a video conference. It's similar to what I did with a harp quartet that I helped put together that was written by John Williams. And John was in Tanglewood, and we did a video conference call so he could hear us play. So it's really amazing how things get put together nowadays.
Thank you.
I love working with composers. We all want to go back in time and hear what Mozart has to say about his works or how he wants to have it played, Beethoven, Schumann, Brahms, etc. Of course, there's no doubt. So having the privilege of working with a composer who's well and alive and can contribute comments, it's really interesting process, because what I've learned is that some composers are very particular about what they want, in that every marking in the music must be observed. And the thing is, when you observe so many markings, how do you make the piece your own? You know, do you just play, okay, you're going to slow down, you're going to speed up, still slow down, and play louder, softer, etc. That's all good, but the thing is, it has to become part of you. And so that process of going through working with a composer and then making that as part of your being, that's really a wonderful process. I wouldn't trade it for anything else. When a composer is hearing his or her own music for the first time, it's a process for them as well. And of course, many composers throughout history have gone back and made corrections and changed things after they've heard the piece, because it's different from hearing it in your mind. But still, that creative process is amazing, and then making a realization out of that is another process. And that's what makes life so interesting.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.